Holy Ghost, Lord, we pray that you would talk to our heart, our mind, God. Lead us, God. Direct us. Lord, let us understand what true wisdom is, God, as we study your word. God, let it speak to our heart and our life. Lord, that we would follow you therein. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, God. Thank you for our brothers and sisters who have gathered here tonight, God. Once again, God, to receive instruction in righteousness as your Spirit teaches, God. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you, God. We honor you for all that you are and all that you do. In your precious name, Jesus.
No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. Sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. You are the light to my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and way. You are the life to my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. Heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. To my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you. We praise you. We honor you, God, for your goodness. How wonderful to serve you, God. To find your strength and your help, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. While you're standing, I'm going to give the opportunity to greet one another and give unto the Lord. One of the ushers will stand back at the back with an offering plate. And as you go around greeting one another, feel free to worship with your wallet. And good to have you here in the house of the Lord on Wednesday night.
Praise the name above all names, the one who reigns forever, still the same, praise the name. Jesus, name above all names, the one who reigns forever, still the same, praise the name. No other name that is higher, no other name that is stronger, no other name. Forever I will praise the name. No other name that can heal us, no other name that can free us, no other name so precious. Praise the name. Praise the name above all names, the one who reigns forever, he's still the same. Praise the name. Jesus, name above all names, the one who reigns forever, still the same. Praise the name. No other name that is higher, no other name that is stronger, no other name. Forever I will praise the name. No other name that can heal us, no other name can free us, no other name so precious. Praise the name. All creation, we proclaim your name. Every nation, all creation, we proclaim your name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We exalt your name, Jesus. Your name that is above every other name, God. We come to magnify your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. I do want to remind you of a few things by way of announcement. Please be reminded this coming Sunday, a very big day, very special day for us here. Regular scheduled services during the morning session, our Sunday school session, and our evangelistic session. And then in the evening, we're going to have our annual church picnic at Brother and Sister Davis's residence right there, 803 Castle Street, where we had it last year and however many years prior to that. So we encourage you to come, be a part of that. Going to kick it off around 5 o'clock. There are a few places left on the sign-up sheet to help us out with some responsibilities and duties to help just make things go smooth, get a little bit more organized and some more structure, and yes, some accountability for things to get done. But so if you would help us out on that and be a part of it, and again, invite family and friends. I've invited another number of people, some neighbors and other people to come and be a part of it. What a great time to fellowship and kind of rub shoulders. And I've told them, I said, listen, we're starting at 5 o'clock, but we're going all the way till, you know, after fireworks. So any point in time you want to come, and you don't have to feel like you got to stay, but you can just come and interact and fellowship with us. And so the church is providing all the meats and the buns and the hamburgers, hot dogs, all that good stuff. But we just ask that you would bring a covered dish, either dessert or like a side salad, potato salad, something of that nature. And then we have people there that will, you know, make sure it gets in the right place. And we'll hopefully have everything ready to go around 5 o'clock and eat probably somewhere around 6-ish. And then, you know, it'll get dark sometime after that. We'll have volleyball, have some games, other things set up. Just a great time of fellowship and interaction one with another. And so we encourage you to be a part of that. After service on Sunday morning, however, there is a bake sale. The Children's Ministry Department is going to have a little fundraiser, a little bake sale. They are trying to raise money to go to what's called Investing in Futures Conference, which is It is a conference that is specifically geared towards children's ministry. It is in Moline, Silvis, there at the church pastored by Brother Gary Randall. Very, very, very good conference. And so they are trying to go and be a part of that. And so we want to help them, and we can donate to the cause and get a little sweetness as a result of that. And so that's going to be happening Sunday morning after the service. We would ask you to continue to remember Mason Dole, who is now in Austria, Youth on Missions. And also remember Sister Pat, because she's got a lot of grandkids at her house. And so the Lord would help her and all that. I know she loves it. It's not a burden on her at all. But there are a lot of children, and so there's a lot of responsibility. We understand that. And I have some great news to report to you that on the first night of camp, where Sadie Wallace went, she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the first night of camp. So we're so excited about that. Hallelujah. And so other than being homesick a little bit, she's having a wonderful time. And mom and dad are going to try to go up and be in service tomorrow night. And so we're thankful that she got to go and be a part of that. I know she is as well. So other things happening going on, please be attentive to in between services, before service, try to get the announcements up, let you know what's happening, when, give you an idea of all the stuff that is going on. We do want to take some needs of the Lord in prayer. Please continue to remember Jim Umbers. Brother Davis, you have an update on him and the condition there? Awesome. Wow. Wow. Very good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So in case you didn't hear, Brother Davis, a great report, had a organ and lung that was given, donated, if you will, by a healthy young man, and so he's doing very well and could be coming home Friday, so we thank God for that great report. Sister Chrissy, the request you gave me on Sunday, that is an Ed Calderio, is that how you say it? Calderio, okay. And that's a friend of your... All right. So let's remember him in prayer, the family there. Ed Calderio, let's remember him in prayer. Anybody else? Sister Darlene, saw your hand. Yes. All right. Yes. Remember Jessica Romero, complication of praying. Sister D. Certainly. Remember Walt's family. Sister Calvin. All right. Certainly. Let's remember the the Kendall family. It's a family there, church in DeLand, where in-laws attend. Just remember the Kendall family in prayer and grieving the loss of a loved one, certainly. Anybody else? All right, why don't we? I'm sorry? Yes, continue to remember Bruce and Michelle and continue to reach out and try to establish some more connection therein. We're working to try to figure out what it is, and you know, obviously we don't like to see anybody not continuing to come, and so let's continue to reach out to them. That's a very worthy request. Why don't you stand? Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. Dear Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you that we can come to you, God. All the needs, the cares, and concerns of our life. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful report, God, in reference to Jim Umbers, God. Lord, and the lung transplant, God. Thank you, Lord, that you were there to guide the physician's hand, God, that his recovery is going well. God, we thank you that we can trust in you, God. We're thankful for doctors and medicines, Lord, but ultimately we know that you have the power, God. Lord, we lift you up, God. We thank you, God. We magnify your precious name, your goodness towards us, God, for other situations and circumstances, God. Those that are dealing with terminal illnesses, God, or the loss of a loved one, Lord, we know that you are a peace, that you are a comfort, God, that they can turn to you with the questions, God, and you speak to the heart and the life, God. Give assurance and strength to press on and persevere, Lord. We love you, we praise you, we thank you, God. We honor you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, God. We lift you up, God. You are so worthy to be praised, God. We honor you, Jesus, God, for those, God, we haven't seen here in a while. God, we reach out on their behalf. God, let us, God, let love lead the way, God, as we reach out, establish, God. Do our best, God, to reach them where they are. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you, God. We pray for our weekend services, God, for the time together, the fellowship and the picnic, God, to bring others around, God, that we'd be able to fellowship, God. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you, God, for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, for all that you are and all that you do. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. We are continuing in our study entitled The Way of Wisdom, a study of Proverbs. Last week we kind of introduced it, talked a little bit about wisdom, talked a little bit about why we need wisdom. We'll here in a few slides, we'll reference where we left off last week in talking about wisdom, talking about those that wisdom was calling out to, that wisdom wanted to have heed the call. We talked about the scorner. We talked about the fool. We talked about the simple. And we'll address that here again in a few moments. But I want to draw your attention to a focus verse. Once again, it's not found in the book of Proverbs. But I hope you understand why here in just a few minutes. But it's found in Exodus chapter number 28. And it says, "And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty." Everybody say, for glory and for beauty. "And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom." Everybody say, wisdom. "That they make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office." So here the Bible says that the Lord tells Moses, speaks unto Moses, that he's to find these men who are wise-hearted, whom he has placed within them the spirit of wisdom. And so this is the first time in the Bible where this word wisdom, the Hebrew word for wisdom, which is used most often, and it's used most often in Proverbs, it's pronounced in Hebrew chokmah. I know it kind of looks like chokmah, but it's pronounced chokmah, and what it essentially means, it's first found in our focus verse in Exodus 28:3, where we just read. Here is where God tells Moses to gather the wise-hearted men within whom God has placed the spirit of wisdom, or within whom God has placed this chokmah. God tells Moses, you're to get these men together. You're to gather these men. These are wise-hearted men whom I have placed within them the spirit of wisdom, or the spirit of the Hebrew word chokmah. And there's a reason why I want to reference this passage of Scripture. These men are to make garments for Aaron and his sons, and the Bible says for glory and for beauty. These men who are, the Bible says, wise-hearted, whom God has placed within them the spirit of wisdom, or chokmah, The Lord says, listen, they're to make these garments for Aaron and his sons for glory and for beauty. Now, understand that this word wisdom, this chokmah, has numerous definitions or meaning, if you will, one of those being skillful and some other definitions. But essentially what I want to bring out in this is that those garments that were made for the priest, those garments wherein they would minister Levitical law, if you will, were made by men who the Bible says God had placed in them the spirit of wisdom. They had this chokmah, if you will, this Hebrew word for wisdom that God had placed in them, and they are to make these holy garments. They are to make these garments for Aaron and his sons that they could minister before the Lord, the Bible says. And this is what I want us to understand, that wisdom weaves the glorious and beautiful garments of consecration. The Bible says that they would be consecrated and minister before me. So we understand this, that wisdom, or that spirit of wisdom, that chokmah that is in those men, it was God said, listen, you gather these men and they are to make the garments because I've put inside of them this spirit of wisdom. And they are going to make garments and they're going to be glorious and they're going to be beautiful and they're to be consecrated before me that they can minister before me. So I begin to think about this and I begin to understand in our walk of life, if you will, in doing what we do, that there are some things that maybe I encourage the people or the congregation to do, or maybe even my own family. And I might not be able to find exact scripture and verse by which I try or I attempt to persuade people to live in accordance with a principle or a precept. But maybe, just maybe, it's as a result of wisdom. Maybe I lead my family and I lead people and I endeavor to do things according to the Word of God, not simply because I can find chapter and verse for everything, but I understand it's wisdom. I understand that I am trying to, if you will, create a garment in my life, something that I wear on a daily basis that is glorious and it's beautiful before the Lord. And so some of what I do and what I don't do, it may be as a result of wisdom. It may be as a result of God's power at work in my life that is leading me to do certain things or not do certain things. Maybe it is this wisdom that causes me to become more consecrated before the Lord. It is no mystery that the New Testament, we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that we should show forth the praises of Him. So in other words, symbolically in my life and in your life, as I endeavor to become more wise according to the Scriptures and follow in the Word of God, and I endeavor to have that chokmah in my life, it's going to cause me to become more consecrated. It's going to cause me to care and be concerned with what is beautiful unto God and what gives Him glory. Not what I want, or not what gives me glory, or not what I deem beautiful or right, but what He deems beautiful and right. Because I believe His wisdom and His understanding and His knowledge far exceeds my own. And so maybe God is leading me in this way of wisdom because it is causing me to become more consecrated to Him. It is woven into my life, if you will, some glory and some beauty before God that I can be more consecrated to Him. And so when we think about that, when we, and again, we were talked about last week how that individuals are persuaded sometimes by fools and by scorners, and they're simple and they're led astray, and all these different things that happened as a result of not heeding the call of wisdom. And I thought to myself, wait a second. That's why it is so important that I do follow after wisdom, that I do understand the way of wisdom. Because as I'm walking in this way of wisdom, I am walking in a way that brings glory unto God. It is beautiful before God, and it is causing me to become more and more consecrated. Does that make sense? And so the world doesn't understand it. They don't really get why we do some of what we do. And let's just be honest, maybe Sometimes we don't always get why we do what we do. But can it be that maybe it is the Spirit of God inside of us, that same Spirit of wisdom that is leading us to become more and more consecrated, that I as an individual before God am becoming more spiritually beautiful and bringing Him more glory in my life? I was talking with Brother Shaw, and he just mentioned something in passing as we were talking. He came the Davis's home yesterday, set up the tent for the party, and we were sitting there talking, and many of you know Brother Shaw, he's very into the Jewish stuff, all right, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think it's great. And so so we're talking, and he just mentioned something in passing. He talked about the Levites, and he said, well, you know, Lev, which is beginning of the word Levite, Lev, it has to do with the heart, and it has to do with the heart. And I thought to myself, wait a second, the Levitical law is really showing the heart of God. When you think about Aaron and his sons, the Levites, and the office of the priesthood and the ministry, and the Bible says that those individuals that were making their garments, in them was the Spirit of wisdom that God placed in them, that they would be for glory and for beauty before God, consecrated before Him. And so I began to think, wait a second, the more I walk in this way of wisdom, the more I am going after the heart of God, the more I follow. And listen, it's not about the rule of law. It's not about the letter of the law anymore. It's about the Spirit of the law now. It's about the understanding that I'm after the heart of God. And so I do some of the things that I do, and I live how I live. And maybe you don't understand it, and maybe it's archaic to you, and maybe it's outdated to you, but I've come to understand these ways are wise because they're leading me in the ways of God, and they're drawing me closer to His heart, and I am becoming more consecrated. And if there is something that we need, and I realize I'm preaching to the choir, it's a body of believers, but we as a body of believers, if there's something that we should seek for, it is become more consecrated to God. To become wiser, if you will, in the ways of God. To follow and to seek His heart. And some of those things that we see and some of those principles in the priesthood, we may not understand them initially. But if we can somehow wrap around our brain around the understanding that maybe it's wisdom. Maybe God is, you see, growing up, there were some things that my parents did or allowed me to do, didn't allow me to do, and I didn't understand it at the time. I didn't get it. And we all know as teenagers, we think we're smarter than our parents. But looking back, I see wisdom. Looking back, there's understanding in that. We have a rule with our children. If there's people over the house, they have friends over the house, there's an open door policy. The doors do not get shut. The doors stay open. They don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense to them. Well, I want to keep Bubby out, and he wants to keep coming in. I said, well, if you want to keep Bubby out, let me know, and I'll keep him out. But don't shut the door. Why? Because there's wisdom there. They don't understand everything. But I, as a parent, I understand that things happen behind closed doors. And so we have an open door policy. If you have friends over, you don't go in the room and shut the door. They don't understand it. But maybe there's some wisdom in that. And we're just like that. God shows us things in the Word of God, and revelation comes, and we say, well, I don't get that. Well, maybe not. But can we just understand that His ways are higher than our ways? And there's a reason why it's there? And maybe it's wisdom, maybe it's for glory and for beauty, for us to become more consecrated unto Him. Because here in a few moments, we're gonna talk about what happens if we don't walk in the ways of wisdom. We're gonna look, because last week, where we ended up, and before I get there, let's talk about this word, chokmah. It's woven throughout Proverbs, translated 143 times in the Bible as the word wisdom. This chokmah means to be wise, the ability to judge correctly and to follow the best course of action. It's based upon knowledge and understanding. In short, it is the ability to see from God's viewpoint, His character in the affairs of life. That's what chokmah is, that spirit of chokmah. It is the ability to see His viewpoint. Because I don't always understand. The way I see it and the way I perceive it doesn't always make sense. But guess what? If I can at least be obedient and understand that, God, your way is higher than my way. And so I will seek to have more of your viewpoint, that you would open my eyes to see as you see, that I would be able to have more of your character in the affairs of my life. That's what I want. That's the way of wisdom. That's chokmah. So last week we ended in Proverbs 1:22, where wisdom, referred to in Proverbs as a woman, where wisdom is calling out in the streets. She is crying out and she is saying, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." And we talked about the simple and the scornful and the fool, those individuals that Proverbs addresses as those who are in need of chokmah. They're in need of wisdom. Because as simple and as scorners and as fools, they will fall away. So that's where we ended up last week, Proverbs 1:22. But let's look at the very next verse. Proverbs 1:23. It says this: "Turn you at my reproof." Simple, the scorner, the fool, turn you at my reproof. I'm calling out unto you, turn at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will pour out chokmah unto you. If you turn to me in reproof, if you turn to me, if you will take correction and you will turn to me, whether you're simple or whether you're a scorner or whether you're a fool, if you will heed the call of wisdom and you will turn to me, I will pour my spirit into you and will make known my words unto you. If you turn at my reproof, if you don't keep walking in the way that you're walking and going with the simple or the scorners or the fools, if you will turn at my reproof, then I will pour my spirit into you. Then chokmah will be poured into you and you will know my words. I will make known unto you my words. But this is what happens when they don't. "Because I have called and ye have refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. I've made the appeal, I've called, I've appealed unto you," simple, the scorner, the fool, those that need to learn to walk in the way of wisdom, "I've appealed to you, I've asked you to turn at my reproof to understand the way that you're going is wrong and it's going to lead to destruction. I have called you and yet ye have refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set it not all my counsel and would have none of my reproof." You won't take my correction. You won't turn to me. You will continue to be simple, or you will continue to scorn, or you will continue to be a fool. You won't turn unto me. "I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer." Wow. "They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord." Last week we said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Here, wisdom is saying, because you didn't return, because you did not turn at my reproof, because you did, I held out my hand to lead you and you regarded me not. I tried to compel you to come along with me and walk in the way of wisdom. I tried to pour chokmah into you. I tried to get you to understand how essential it was that you would have wisdom, but you laughed. Continue to scorn and be simple. "And now, because you've done so, your destruction cometh to the world, and then shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and shall be filled with their own devices." Here's what happens. because you did not hear, because you did not heed, because you did not turn up my reproof, because I stretched out my hand and you regarded it not. This is what happens. This is the result of choosing not to walk in the way of wisdom. This is what happens. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fool shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. In short, it's simply this. To refuse the call of wisdom and to walk another way is to fall prey to death and destruction. The simple shall slay you. Because you stayed walking in the ways of the simple shall slay you. And because you chose the path of fools, destruction comes upon you. When you and I refuse the call of wisdom, when we think we know better than God, when we look at the scriptures and then determine for ourselves that we don't see it that way, and we neglect to try to see it from God's viewpoint, and we make up our own mind our own way, guess what? We are not walking in the way of wisdom. We have symbolically refused the call of wisdom. We have said, I know better than you. I don't need your advice. I don't need your counsel. Let's just be honest. This, in a societal sense, this is where our world is. We don't need the Bible. We don't need God. We don't need spiritual direction. We don't need that kind of understanding. We are our own gods. It's the height of humanism, if you will, that I can do things myself, and I don't need help. I don't need assistance. I don't need to follow the word of God. I don't need a church. I don't need religion. I don't need those things. Wait a second. Look at where you're going. If you don't heed the call of wisdom, this is what you end up. You fall prey to death and destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. We know that verse. We quote it. But do we not understand that it's either that. It's either following in the way of wisdom, or it's either going my own way. It's following the simple and the scorner and the fool. And guess what? It's death and destruction. It's safety in the way of wisdom. It's quiet of fear in the way of wisdom. But it's death and destruction when we refuse to heed the call. We wonder why societies die. We wonder why individuals lose their way. We wonder why. And again, I know it's not a huge mystery. Backsliding is not something that just happens. Backsliding begins with no longer fearing and reverencing the principles of the Word of God, deciding that I know better than the Word of God. I can do my own thing and go my own way. Well, I can. God has given me that freedom, and God has given me that choice. He doesn't force me to heed the call of wisdom. He doesn't force me to stay away from the simple and the scorner and the fool. If I choose to follow them, He'll let me. But the end thereof is destruction. Proverbs 2, 1 through 9. And as you can tell, we're just going right through the book of Proverbs. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. Here it is again. Here's that word, hakma. So that you incline thine ear unto wisdom. And apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seeketh her as silver and searcheth for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Again, chokmah. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of the saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness. Righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. If you'll seek for wisdom, if you'll want and you'll desire that chokmah, I'll put it in you. I'll give you the words. I'll give you the understanding. I'll give you the knowledge. I'll give what you need so that you have what you need in regards to judgment, so that you can be able to discern between good and evil, so that you can be on the right path. Yea, every good path. If you will not heed the call of the symbol, then you will turn to me, Lady Wisdom, and guess what? There's understanding. If you seeketh for her, look at that. If you seeketh her as silver. Oh, what a different world we would live in. I thought about this as I read this. What a different world we would live in if people sought the wisdom of God like they seek silver. If people sought the wisdom of God like they seek affluence and like they seek popularity and like they seek fame and fortune, if people sought the wisdom of God like they seek those things, if they could have their spirit search for things of the spirit like their flesh searches for things in carnality, oh, what a difference. What a different world we would live in. It's a problem. If you seeketh her as silver, then she'll give, you'll have understanding. Thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. It almost seems like a no-brainer. Judgment, righteousness, equity, every good path on one hand, death and destruction on the other. And sometimes we complicate it so much. It's really a simple decision. Even from an analytical standpoint, even from a logical standpoint. Righteousness, judgment, every good path, death and destruction. I'll choose death and destruction. Well, you're very wise. No, you're simple. And you're being led astray. Or you're a scorner and you think you know better. Or you're a fool and you're self-consumed. For me, I want to seek for her silver. I want to know. Not just for me, I want to know for all those. I want to know because I stand before people on Sunday and on Wednesday night and I preach the word. I want to know because I go home and I have a wife and 3 children. I want to be able to lead in the ways that are right. I want them to understand righteousness. I want them to make good judgments. I want them to walk in every good path. What parent in their right mind, if you pose the simple question to them, sir, ma'am, here's the choice for your child. You can have every good path or you can have death and destruction. Which would you like? I dare say every one of them in their right mind would say, every good path. I want my child to be a good person. I want them to do things that are right. I want them to make good judgments. Well, let me ask you something then. Sir, ma'am, why in the world would you lead them in the way of death and destruction? Why would you make other things more important than church and being in the house of God and being around the people of God? I know sometimes it's pretty simple. At its foundation, its base, it's pretty simple. To heed the call of wisdom and to walk in her way is to understand righteousness, judgment, and equity. Yea, every good path. There's two voices, if you will. And we'll even talk about a third because when it talks about the man here in just a few moments. And it also talks about the woman who's not walking in the way of wisdom. Look at the next verse. When wisdom, again the word chokmah, entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of evil man. For the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. Now let me ask you this, sir, ma'am, would you like your son, your daughter, would you like them to be in the way of evil men? Would you like them to be in the man that speaks fraudulent? That's what froward means, fraudulent or perverse things. Would you like that? Do you want your kids? Remember, wisdom is justified of her children. Catch this. Do you want your kids hanging out with men of evil who are froward, who are fraudulent, and who are perverse? Do you want them hanging out who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked whose ways are crooked? The way of wisdom delivers us from the ways of the man who is evil, who is dark, crooked, and froward, or fraudulent and perverse. The way of wisdom, catch this. The way of wisdom, I know it's speaking in a symbolic sense, but it's also, it's the understanding this. If I walk in the way of wisdom, it's going to help me from being unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Catch this. It's going to help me to know when the man who presents himself as being educated and presents himself as being wise, and that individual who is trying to get me to consider certain things and compromise and contemplate certain other issues, it's going to deliver me from the man whose ways are evil. Who is, though it sounds good on the surface, who if I really understand the spirit behind what he's saying, it is froward, it is fraudulent, and it is perverse. Rejoice to do evil, not righteous. And so I want to walk in the way of wisdom so I don't start walking in step with evil men. So I don't start walking in step with individuals who are froward, who are perverse and fraudulent. I want to walk in the way of wisdom so I'm not walking with individuals who are going to lead me to death and destruction. So sometimes it's not that I don't like you. Catch this. It's not that you're quote unquote an evil person. It's just that maybe you're not walking in the way of wisdom, and I choose to. And I know where your path leads, and I don't want my path going there. And so I will choose very wisely whom I walk with. To deliver thee from the strange woman. Here it is. The strange woman, even from the stranger, which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of righteousness. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it. If you walk in the way of wisdom, you won't walk in the way of evil men. You won't walk in the way of fraudulent men and perverse men who rejoice to do evil. And if you walk in the way of wisdom, you won't succumb to the woman who flattereth with her words. Look at that. Which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth her covenant with God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. Think about it. She flattereth with her words. You see, there's times in life where that was flattering. Somebody said something to me that was flattering, but wait a second. What part of me did it flatter? What part of me was intrigued by the words that someone said in response to me or the compliment that was given? What part? I'm not against compliments. Please understand what I'm saying. I'm not against flattery in the sense, but what's the motive of the flattery? If individuals, you think about this. Think about the woman who followed Paul. What did she do? Flattereth with her words. Follow these men, for they show us the way of salvation. But somebody had some chokmah. Somebody had some wisdom. Somebody, the Apostle Paul, said, wait a second, that's not the Spirit. That's to lead me astray. And what the Bible says, he turned around and rebuked the Spirit. How did he know to do that? How did he know that her flattering words, what the motive was? How did he know where they were coming from? That somebody came up and whispered in his ear, hey, Paul, you know her? She's one of those diviners. Got to watch her. She'll flatter you with her words. Oh, well, get thee behind me and I rebuke thee. No. It didn't come from some outside source. Somebody came in and whispered in his ear that this woman that was following him saying these things, flattering them with her words, was evil. Chokmah. Whoosh. Wait a second. Flattereth me with her words? Where's that coming from? Even though it sounds right on the surface, it's flattering. Follow these men, for they show unto us the way of salvation. Well, yes, I do. Thank you, ma'am. Wait a second. Chokmah. Rebuke the spirit. None that go into her shall return again. Neither take they hold of paths of life. Man, I don't know about you, but at first she sounds flattering. Yeah, that's a joke. Tough crowd. She flattereth with her words. It almost entices me to follow in that way, to follow after her. Oh, the allurement. Oh, the enticement. Oh, every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. That's not just men. That's mankind. Some men, yeah, that's for everybody. She flattered with her words. It allured. And please understand this. And I know we're speaking in reference to men and women. And that's the Bible is represented. And sometimes if you understand the masculine and the feminine of that. And the different way in which it works. The masculine of evil and pride and rejoice to do evil. And the feminine of flattery. And oh, well, just come with me. Understand why the Bible is presenting it that way? The masculine and the feminine. And both attributes trying to steer us away from the way of wisdom. Fall in line with a strange woman, but if we go that way, guess what? The Bible says, neither do they come back. That's a woman you don't want to follow. That's a place you don't want to go. And so make sure I don't follow her in the paths of death, to make sure that I still walk in the paths of life, to make sure that I'm doing what I should be doing. I've got to understand wisdom. I've got to be led in the way of wisdom. I've got to have what the Apostle Paul, I got to have some chokmah. Sounds masculine. I got to have some chokmah. Why? So I don't fall for the strange woman. So I'm not flattered by her words. Follow her in the way where I won't come back. The way of wisdom delivers us from the way of the woman who flatters with her words, forsakes the guide of her youth, and forgets the covenant of her God. Again, sounds flattering at first, but wait a second. She forgets the guide of her youth and covenant with her God. Wait a second. I want to steer clear of that one. You can stand. Order my steps in your word. Lead me, God. Guide my way. I want chokmah. I want wisdom. I seek for it as silver. I want it so much in my life. I want to know what decisions to make. I want to know how to parent my children right. I want to know. I want to know why your word says what it says. I don't want to just take somebody else's word or somebody else's opinion. I want to know. I want to have it here in my heart. I want to have chokmah for me. I get it. We get instruction in righteousness and we get taught and we need those things and the fivefold ministries for the edification of church and edification of the body of Christ. I get all that. I understand that and it's certainly applicable. But the Bible tells me that the Holy Ghost teaches. He teaches. It's the wisdom from God. It's wisdom from on high. There's a huge difference between information and wisdom. You can get all the information you want online, but wisdom only comes from on high. Wisdom only comes from God. True wisdom, true chokmah, you will not find in any other place than in relationship with Almighty God, than following the way of wisdom, than heeding the call that she says, come on. Let me show you. Let me pour my spirit into you and put the words into your mouth. Let me show you what it means to have chokmah. Lord Jesus, we love you. God, every single one of us who stand in this place tonight, God, whether we've been serving the Lord for a short time or for a long time, Lord, we all have need of more wisdom, more chokmah in our lives, God. That we would draw closer to you, God, that our lives would be, Lord, a presentation of more glory to you, God. Lord, that you would find beauty in the lifestyle that we live and what we do and how we conduct our lives and all manner of conversation and godliness. Lord, that we would follow you in the way that you would have us to go, God. That we would not be led astray by evil men or the strange woman, God. That we would follow your will for our lives, God. That we would have your wisdom inside of us, leading us, giving us direction that we need. We love you, we praise you, we thank you, we honor you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, for all that you are and all that you do. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.